KJAN Sports. Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's check sports. Just a recap from the weekend. On Saturday, high school baseball playoff action got underway in Class 1A. In games heard here on KJAN, Cam defeated Orient Maxburg 17-0 in four innings. Lane Speaker with a couple of home runs and five knocked in. Cade Tickner struck out eight, walked one, and threw a no-hitter against the Bulldogs. Also, Nottoway Valley had to go extras to beat Lennox 10-9. That game took nine innings. The Wolverines never trailed, but Lennox scored six in the bottom of the seventh to keep the game alive. Tyler Vandewater hit the game-winning RBI single in the ninth inning for the win for Nottoway Valley. Also at Corning in that same District 13, Stanton beat East Union 8-5 and Bedford over Southwest Valley in three innings, 21-0. In District 14 play on Saturday night, it was St. Albert over Essex 17-0. Exira EHK beating Fremont Mills 7-4. Tyler Peterson struck out 12 in the complete game win. Also, it was Sydney over Griswold 22-1. East Mills edging Riverside 10-9. In District 15 play, Audubon over Arweva 7-0. Derek Porsche had a couple of RBIs for the Wheelers. Boyer Valley beat IKM Manning 8-7. Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden Ralston in six innings 15-5. And Logan Magnolia beat Woodbine 10-6. In District 16 play, Kingsley Pearson beat West Monona in five innings, 12-2. Lawton Bronson over West Harrison by a 6-5 final. Hinton beat River Valley in six innings, 10-0. Westwood over Woodbury Central, 4-3. Also, in Class 2A play on Saturday, in District 14, it was ACGC beating Northwest Webster 3-1. Also in District 15, Trainer over AHSTW in four innings, 15-0. It was Clarinda over Red Oak in six innings, 11-1. In District 16, Kemper Catholic beat Maple Valley in five innings, 10-0, while OABCIG topping Missouri Valley by a 2-1 final in Saturday play. High school softball from Saturday in regular season action. It was Winterset beating Clark 11-0. Also, Bishop Heelan Catholic topping Lewis Central by a 10-9 final. Postseason softball gets underway tonight for some 1A and 2A schools. Here's a look at tonight's schedule. In Class 1A Region 2, it'll be Whiting at Westwood, Coon Rapids Bayard at Audubon, Arweva at Glidden Ralston, Griswold playing at Cam, Woodbine is at Riverside, Boyer Valley is at West Harrison tonight. Also in Region 3 play, Southwest Valley is at Lamoni, Fremont Mills at Bedford, East Mills is at Lennox, Mormon Trail at Diagonal, Essex is at Central Decatur, and Stanton at Sydney. In Region 5, GMG plays at Colonesco, Orient Maxburg is at East Union, Murray at Melcher Dallas, and BGM at Baxter. In Class 2A play tonight in Region 1, AHSTW is on the road at IKM Manning, while Missouri Valley will play at Tri-Center. In Region 2, West Central Valley will be at Madrid tonight in playoff softball action. On Major League Baseball news, Yankee slugger Aaron Judge has been held out of action for a second straight day due to a stiff neck. The 2017 AL Rookie of the Year was scratched from a simulated game Saturday after waking up with a sore neck. On Sunday, the right fielder wasn't included in either lineup for an intra-squad scrimmage. New York manager Aaron Boone said Judge got treatment at Yankee Stadium and was improving. New York is set to open a pandemic-shortened season July 23rd at Washington. Judge was diagnosed with a broken rib in March and used the coronavirus hiatus to recover from that injury. LA Dodgers closer Kenley Jansen was late arriving to summer camp after he tested positive for COVID-19. The three-time All-Star closer says he believes he contracted the virus from his four-year-old son, Caden. He says the child had a fever, among other symptoms, which led his wife to suggest everyone in the family get tested. Jansen says his wife, Gianni, and seven-year-old daughter, Natalia, tested positive, but that his first test was negative. A day later, he says he also tested positive. Jansen expects to be ready for the season opener on July 23rd. Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Eric Lauer says he's on the injured list because he was in close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Lauer said he hadn't tested positive. The protocols accompanying that situation caused Lauer to arrive late to the Brewers' summer camp. He made it to camp Friday, nearly a full week after the Brewers' first full squad workout. Brewers manager Craig Counsell said Lauer still has a chance to be ready for the start of the season. Protective masks won't be out of sight when Big League Baseball resumes. Some players and coaches are planning to wear them on the field. Safety protocols require masks in clubhouses and close proximity indoors, but not on the field. Yankees outfielder Clint Frazier plans to wear one during games, in part to set an example for those watching on television. Atlanta third base coach Ron Washington also plans to wear one for health reasons. At age 68, he's in a high-risk group. Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm has been focusing on decision-making off the court with his team. Cyclone players begin returning to campus this week amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
We've got a great plan from a standpoint of the day-to-day. The biggest thing that we have to do is really, really talk to our kids and emphasize with our players to where when you're not in Sukup, you need to be making good decisions.
Prohm says they have a good plan to keep the players healthy.
Our players have been phenomenal academically, making good decisions, not trying to get back here. You know, when we told them to stay at home, and I think our parents, you know, all 15 of the parents now, we have 15 guys, they've been phenomenal.
UNI and Drake players returned to campus last month. Panther coach Ben Jacobson says two of his players tested positive. Both are fine and expected to rejoin voluntary workouts soon.
We're always reminding them, the guys, we're always talking to them about, hey, let's set ourselves up for 10 days down the road, for 3 weeks down the road, for 2 months down the road. Like, the decisions that we make each day are going to have, they always have an impact on what happens tomorrow or in a week or in a month. With the coronavirus, they have even more impact.
And Jacobson says player decisions affect the entire team.
We don't want to set our group back because we make a decision that puts us in a spot that wouldn't be beneficial.
Drake coach Darren DeVries says the Bulldogs have been following protocol.
Most of the guys, when they came back, had to go through a two-week quarantine with their roommates and things. Before they were allowed to start our voluntary workouts, which started in about mid-June. And then they had, you know, a bunch of protocols they had to go through to have the access to the weight room and gym.
DeVries says the Bulldogs have been tested several times.
You know, hopefully we can continue to do that. And there's some contingency plans in place if someone does test positive, for them to isolate and then contact tracing, you know, their roommates and things like that, or anybody they've been around to, again, be cautious in that regard.
DeVries says all college programs are learning as they go through this process. NHL teams return to the ice today for the first time since March as the 24 that qualified for the expanded playoffs opened two-week training camps. Mixed with the excitement is the uncertainty of which and how many players might opt out and how long the layoff could contribute to injuries. It's a training camp unlike any in history, with players coming back from a four-month absence to compete for the Stanley Cup. It's a two-week sprint from home cities to Toronto for Eastern teams and Edmonton, Alberta for their Western counterparts. Well, Cole Custer became the first rookie winner in the NASCAR Cup Series in nearly 4 years, surging to the lead in a four-wide final lap scramble Sunday at Kentucky Speedway. Kevin Harvick and Martin Truex Jr. were dueling side-by-side for the lead in the final restart when Custer, with a push from Matt DiBenedetto on the outside in the backstretch, made his move in the number 41 Stewart Haas Racing Ford. As the leaders bunched in turn one, Custer slid ahead and outlasted Truex's Toyota. The victory was the first by a series rookie since Chris Buescher at Pocono on August 1st of 2016. Making his 20th series start, the 22-year-old Custer celebrated with a front-stretch burnout as his crew happily ran to greet him. DiBenedetto ended up third, while Harvick placed fourth. And Colin Morikawa never looked like a winner at the Workday Charity Open until he tapped in for par on the third playoff hole, capping off a wild Sunday finish at Muirfield Village. Morikawa trailed Justin Thomas by three shots with three holes to play and managed to get into a playoff with a 6-under 66. Then, after watching Thomas hole a 50-foot birdie putt in the first extra hole, he had to make a 25-footer just to stay alive. He could only watch as Thomas had a 10-footer to win on the 18th on the second playoff hole. It finally ended on number 10 when Thomas had to lay up from behind a tree and made bogey, and Morikawa took two putts from just inside 10 feet for his second career victory and first against a strong PGA Tour field. Victor Hovland of Norway had a 71 and finished alone in third place. He was in the final group of three young stars, all of whom had the lead at some point during that final round. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.